This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Yesterday I took the... I'm getting ready to shoot video with the Nighthawk custom Falcon. And I wanted it slicked up a little bit. So I got it apart and I went at it with the Frog Lube. And oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, I don't like... the idea that the leftists might still be feeling a little suicidal. We should do everything in our power to keep them around. But can classic liberalism in America, can that be salvaged? Classic liberalism is no longer recognizable on the American political landscape. Their modus operandi has migrated to the far left of the bell curve of political ideology. And an ideological civil war is the result. Common cause is a gigantic, wide, deep chasm. And the time is long past due for the elitist left to recover from its anger and denial over recent election results, to stop regarding Trump's victory as a coup d'etat, to stop espousing the total rejection of his presidency as the ultimate act of patriotism, and look inside their own flawed infrastructure and take measures to repair that. And to this end, I humbly make the following suggestions. Number one, put a lid on the self-righteousness. I'm tired of the sanctimonious posturing, attitude of moral superiority, intolerance of the opinions and behavior of others, and conviction that your beliefs and actions are of greater virtue and compassion than those like me or anyone else, and that what I think is offensive and endows you with a well-earned aura of closed-minded non-negotiability. Leftists should try to actually be a little more liberal. I think you leftists should give up the groupthink. We are all individuals. We're not clone members of groups. Unethical, immoral, illegal, hateful, xenophobic behavior knows no socioeconomic stratum, race, or gender. In which group does a black racist belong? Broad brushstrokes are prejudicial. Your leftist focus on identity politics has become a political anchor. Leave us alone. We can get along. Leftists should scuttle their villain and victim concept of social injustice. Very accusatory, knee-jerk. It's a construct that diverts attention from the true dynamics that underlie social inequalities and promotes finger-pointing divisiveness rather than pragmatic problem-solving. The NRA did not cause 4,368 people to be shot in Chicago in 2016. The Great Recession was not caused by five bankers on Wall Street. The Republican Party is not a bigger threat than ISIS. You guys need to stop dueling with the windmills. And leftists, you really need to cool your jets. The reforms that you seek will not be realized now, probably not during your lifetime. You claim to be the party of science, but as scientists, you should realize that inertia is the most powerful force in the universe, according to Newton, who was a real scientist. This applies to social and cultural evolutionary change, as well as the physical forces of motion. Political correctness, intimidation, sit-ins, protests, civil disturbances, riots, vandalism and petulance is not going to accelerate your agenda. Violent channeling of your unresolved subconscious anger is not going to win friends and influence people. As long as these very natural human traits of group identity, nationalism, self-interest continue to rear in their ugly heads, attainment of the ultimate safe space, coexistence, brotherhood of man, community of nations, that's going to have to wait. You really need to back off of the overreach. Your current focus and preoccupation on destroying a president of the United States to the point of espousing his assassination, casting his supporters as irrelevant evolutionary throwbacks, a campaign to advance and impose your own narrow agenda, precludes your ability to address a wider spectrum of socioeconomic issues. You on the left need to retreat to classic liberalism to promote freedom and equality of opportunity within the society, rather than striving to create a society in your image, which is an image that flies in the face of human nature and natural law. There is life outside your bubble. You should acknowledge it and deal with it. And you should also acknowledge that deplorable lives matter. I advance these thoughts in the spirit of unification and compromise because I do not wish to have to put on a soldier's kit again. I do not wish to be in a civil war, American against American. I do not wish to have to kill in the name of protecting the Constitution at my age. However, I don't anticipate that you're going to receive these desires of mine or anybody else's in the spirit to which I extend them. So I begrudgingly acknowledge that you may push me to that point. And there's nothing that makes me sadder than the thought of having to take up arms on American soil to fight Americans. I would take no pleasure in being in combat with a bunch of non-combatants, with a bunch of people who heretofore have looked at that type of behavior as beneath them. And in truth, it's beneath all of man. Except sometimes it has to be done. Reality has to be confronted because while it may be beneath all of man, there's plenty of people on this planet that are predatory. So my hope would be that this desire of mine, these thoughts that I extend in this spirit of unification, I would hope that you would receive them in the way I mean for them to be received, which is to take them and to think about them and to see if there's any way you can actually take that to heart. But my problem is that I don't think that's going to happen. However, there is hope. Because this past year it was proven that anything is possible. This past year, depending on who you might have been talking to, it might have been acknowledged that maybe hell had frozen over because the Cubs made it to the World Series, didn't they? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
After you defend yourself, studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube. How can I put this? I'm going to do a video about the popular application of Frog Lube, and I think I'm going to use my SIG P320. I think I'm going to run it as hard as I can. I'm going to shoot steel-cased ammo out of it. I'm going to make it as filthy as I possibly can, and then I'm going to come and clean it and video that. I'll video some of the shooting, too. I know cleaning a gun is not that gripping. But Frog Lube is a component of my self-defense kit, and it should be of yours as well. Check them out at froglube.com. I don't remember which Clint Eastwood movie it is. It has Klaus Kinski in it. He plays a humpback. And Lee Van Cleef strikes his match to light his pipe on the guy's hump. And they come up on each other, and Lee Van Cleef says, "It's a small world," and Klaus Kinski says, "and very, very dangerous." And add to that, it's an ugly world and nobody cares. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about me except your family, you know, your friends. The world at large, not so much. Now, I know this, and I didn't go and get in debt for higher education or anything. I just figured this out after living life. You would think somebody as educated as a fake stream journalist would have figured this part out, too. But in fact, we're watching an hysterical meltdown of the fake stream journalists. And for me, it is as amusing as it is pathetic. If I were to show up, I mean, I saw the other day where somebody was asking Bernie Sanders a question. And he goes, "Who are you and where are you from?" And I guess if they had not been from somebody he recognized, he would have said, "You're not really a news reporter. Get out." And that would probably happen to me because I'm only in radio. I'm not on TV. Not that I care to be on TV because, you know, I'd have to be using the Grecian formula and I'd probably have to, you know, get on the, I'd have to exercise more and I'd probably have to have Botox and stuff like that. This way I can just be as ugly as I want and just do it every day, day in, day out, till the day I die. Fake stream media are the people who for a year or more defended the rights of those opposed to Trump to exercise the First Amendment right to say anything, no matter how crude or profane or insightful, and these same journalists have continued to defend the rights of protesters to rage against the Trump machine, even when they have become violent. And has the threatening murderous words of the left caused the shooting in Alexandria? Of course not. Not according to them. That was just a crazy guy. And Scalise, well, he just sort of deserved it anyway. That's their angle, and they're sticking to it. Trump and his supporters, that's me and you, are really vile people, so anything goes, the Constitution be damned. But if you turn the verbal tables, you will find the same journalists are suddenly craven cowards. When they get caught over and over again peddling their fake stories, unnamed sources, and unsourced classified leaks, these same folks dissolve like the Wicked Witch when a bucket of water landed on her. They're crying like right now like the babies they are. They make campus snowflakes look like grown-up, callous combat veterans. Now, here's the thing. For the longest time, this is nothing new to me. This is nothing new to me. When Aurora happened and I was working with Gun Owners of America, I was sentenced to death by more than one person. Same with Sandy Hook. I was sentenced to death by a bunch of anti-gunners who had no intention of, you know, they tried their little bit of intimidation, except instead of intimidating me, they got to see some of my gun collection. But the thing is this, I have been dealing with these fake sources the entire time I've been doing this. The entire time I've been doing this. So the fact that it's now, become trendy and fashionable to do it, this is, I'm in my element. Everything that I do is geared towards this kind of fight. Suddenly, the snowflake fake stream journalists are afraid that they may be targets of violence. They claim that Trump is putting them in danger. Since the day Trump announced everything in their power, including making things up to take him down, they cannot accept the fact that they failed in their endeavor, so they have doubled down on stupid. And their fury has overtaken any talent or ethics they may have once had. They are all, to a person, well, except for the few that are going anti-Pelosi, most of them are all mad hatters. So they're so accustomed to manipulating how the American people think and vote, they have suffered a psychic break at Trump's pushback and being caught lying, ad cheating. Jeffrey Goldberg, editor at The Atlantic, fears Trump's rhetoric is going to be responsible for violence against reporters. That's hilarious to me. Their constant anti-Trump vitriol has nothing to do with those thugs who act out, paid or not, cover their faces, and beat up on anyone they think might be a Trump supporter. But Trump calling them out for fakery is a threat to their well-being. Clarissa Ward at CNN fears the same. Brian Karim, who no one has ever heard of, is enjoying his 15 minutes of infamy for snapping at the wonderfully unflappable Sarah Sanders. He claimed he is sick of being bullied. Get away from the heater, son. You might melt. You're a snowflake. He's a reporter at a White House briefing, and he can't take not being on camera. And then there's Jim Acosta. He is very distraught, and he gets really distraught when they're not televised, those White House briefings. Seems on the verge of tears each time he does not appear on screen to complain. The Twitter responses to his act are clever and nail this self-absorbed, ego-inflated jerk to the wall. This bunch of ninnies who so overvalue themselves for reporting the news have revealed themselves to be nothing but a bunch of elitist know-nothings. Ben Rhodes, pretty much a know-nothing himself, was right about one thing when he said the average reporter we talk to is 27 years old, and their only reporting experience consists of being around political campaigns. Oh, my. Sadly, many of these behaving badly at this moment in time are well over 27 years old, but like the Mad Hatter, they are definitely stuck in time. The past before social media. So, sorry, Buttercup. This is the job. This is the job, and you are losing it. And I'm laughing at you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That's a song that I could work out to. Hey, but enough about me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. That's why I use it. That's why I use a solvent. That's why I use the Extreme. The treatment is great. Check them out, froglube.com. You have probably never heard of Wendy Sherman, but she is a former senior State Department official. She earned her place in history as the North Korea policy coordinator for the Clinton administration when their nuclear program was supposedly suspended in return for massive American aid, thereby aiding the rogue state in acquiring the weapons that threaten us today. Billions sent to a brutal dictatorship and nothing to show for it except a growing nuclear and missile armory that soon could pose a mortal threat to the United States via an EMP attack. If that wasn't bad enough, she was also the lead negotiator for the Obama-Iran deal that is clearing the path for the mullahs to gain capability of rousing the 12th Imam via nuclear Armageddon, a desirable outcome in their minds, even if an unparalleled potential catastrophe for the rest of humanity.
One of the worst deals in history, according to Donald Trump. So, she's batting 1,000. I mean, wow, look at that record of achievement. Enabling two regimes ruled by madmen to acquire nukes and ICBMs. So let's give her some credit. She is one of the architects of our current nuclear dilemma, helping unleash the nuclear genie in the hands of irrational actors and rogue states. For all of us that have thought of ourselves as preppers or something, she may be the one that leads to the EMP attack. Maybe we should put up a shrine. However, this week, Ms. Sherman found an audience that could appreciate her unique capacities for discernment at the Aspen Ideas Festival. Has anybody out there ever heard of that? Why don't I get invited to that? Her brilliant breakthrough insight in the Aspen Ideas Festival. Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump because Barack Obama was our first black president. You're probably going, huh, so am I. I quote, there's no doubt that we just had 8 years of an African-American president. Is not a factor in all that we are experiencing today. When we make a social change, when we make a decision to do something we've never done before, we then take two steps backwards at least. I believe in my bones among the list. I agree with the list that Sam put out about why Hillary lost, but I would add to that that it's pretty hard to elect a woman after you've elected the first African-American president. She believes this in her bones? I wonder what the IQ of her femur is. This was supposed to be an ideas festival. Do bones have any ideas? What? Okay. I'm being asked about, we'll get back to Ms. Sherman in just a second. I'm being asked about a 45 for concealed carry. Now, if you're considering the Springfield XDM 45 compact or the Glock 30S or something else, let me ask you a question. How many rounds do you want to carry? Because I would possibly recommend the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield N45 if you want a thin gun. Or the Glock 36 if you want a single-stack gun. Glock 36s are the single-stack 45 ACP. The thing about the two guns you're talking about, they're really thick. So unless you're really thin and, you know, unless you have a waist that's like 28 inches wide, carrying a thick gun inside the waistband is very, very uncomfortable. Carrying a Smith & Wesson M&P, the M&P 45 is barely thicker than the 9mm. I don't know exactly how thick the Glock 36 is, but if you're looking for 10 rounds or more, I would go with the Glock 30S. My opinion. I hope that answered that question. Back to Ms. Sherman with her incoherence. What exactly caused Hillary Clinton to lose Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Florida that was related to Obama being black? Christina Lela properly points out that the left never tires of reminding us that Hillary won the popular vote. But Obama's race did not cause a majority to reject Hillary. If that's the case, if she won it, then the majority picked Hillary. But somehow his race did cause voters in the key swing states that provided Trump his electoral college victory to be uniquely influenced by race. Wow, we're really going way out there. This nonsense is purely manufactured by Sherman. And the fact that her audience did not burst out laughing demonstrates the truth of the old joke that there are some ideas so ridiculous that only an intellectual and some of the wannabes that attend ideas festivals and luxury resorts could possibly believe them. Oh, gosh. Here's the deal. The night the election started, Hillary intended to win the Electoral College. That is without a doubt.
She thought she had it in the bag. Everybody thought she had it in the bag. All of the yahoos that consider themselves to be, you know, prognosticators called it for Hillary well before anything really began. And then it began, and then she lost. And at 9 p.m., it became apparent that she was not going to be the first woman president. Oh, no! The coronation had failed yet again. She had made it so close, and yet so far. So, that's the part the left doesn't seem to, you know, I guess that makes as much sense. You know, the reason Hillary didn't win those key states is because in a lot of cases, she just didn't go. That's how confident. I want to see what she does the next time around, because I know she's going to run again. And I, you know, here's the thing. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I think she is she is so far left that she makes Obama look conservative. I don't want to see her as the president, but at the same time, I don't want to see her collapse and die on TV. I wonder about her health. She seems to have a lot of issues, you know, a lot of blinking, a lot of collapsing and all this other stuff. And I, you know, I don't know if she's going to be strong enough to campaign, but by all means, run her against Trump in 2020, by all means, please do. Because I'd love to have 4 more years of Trump. I want to have 8 years of Trump. I want him to have. Didn't I just say that? Anyway, I'm trying to run the chat room and trying to talk at the same time. Can't do both. 8 years of Trump would be fine with me, and 4 years of Pence. Maybe 8 years of Pence, and maybe the Democrats will be absorbed, and we'll just have one political party. No, that would be horrible, wouldn't it? Yeah. That's not something to wish for. I'll have to retool that thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, it's two things that you do. And you get a third fringe benefit. It is a cleaner. Solvent is going to clean it beautifully. And it's not going to hurt anything. I'm going to take, when I do the Frog Lube video, I'm going to take the entirety of the SIG P320. I'm going to disassemble it, and I'm going to drop it in the solvent. And I'm just going to let it sit there and soak. And then I'll pull it out and let it air dry. And then I will clean it. And then I will lube it up, and then it'll put it together, and it's going to be beautiful. Check them out at froglube.com. I voted for Donald Trump because he is unusual. Reagan used to go straight to the people on television when he was president. Donald Trump goes to Twitter. He may talk a little bit too much about fake news. He counterpunches verbally way out of proportion. Trump is Trump, and that's what I voted for. And that's all I was looking at. On the other hand, the fake stream media only have themselves to blame for their current state of near collapse for a couple of reasons. They had 8 years of Obama, and that was the worst display of journalism in U.S. history. They allowed things from you can keep your own doctor to I learned about Fast and Furious from the front page to a video calls Benghazi. Most in the fake stream were simply too eager to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. Did you ever hear a reporter say, Mr. President, did you dismiss somebody when you learned on the front pages that your administration had put 2,000 high-powered rifles in the hands of Mexican cartels? Are you aware that innocent Mexicans have been killed by these weapons? Aren't you terribly served by your senior staff? That wasn't asked about Fast and Furious or anything else. It was either a lack of curiosity or something else. It was not the kind of journalism that you and I deserve. Especially after what Bush was put through for 8 years of this and that. and then enter Donald Trump. And since he upset Clinton and all the experts at the networks and many of the media, they've all been on the rampage to discredit him. And it's the exact opposite of the Obama years. Do you not think we're paying attention to that? Do you not think we get that? But, you know, Obama was always given the benefit of the doubt. Trump is second-guessed about everything. So how is this working out for the country or for the media? Well, it's not really working at all. So, you know, Michael Goodwin wrote, Russia, Russia, Russia is a fixation for all the networks, and a new study by the Media Research Center showing a 55% of Trump coverage on nightly broadcasts was related to the Russia investigation. That adds up to 353 minutes of airtime since May the 17th, compared to 47 minutes on Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Pact, 29 minutes on the fight against terrorism, 17 minutes on the efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare, according to the Daily Caller's summary of the study. It said tax reform got a mere 47 seconds of coverage. So too much coverage is far from the only problem with the Russia reporting. Writing for The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald shows how reckless CNN, The Washington Post, and others have been and makes two key points. First, that mistakes are always in the direction of exaggerating the threat and or inventing incriminating links between Russia and Trump. Second, that all the false stories involved evidence, free assertions from anonymous sources, that these media outlets uncritically treated as fact. And he is right. And I would add another dimension. For all the focus on Russia, the media totally missed a key point. To wit, the Obama administration did nothing about the Putin attempt to interfere in the 2016 election, even though the White House knew about it for months. So who colluded? Was it Obama out there campaigning, saying, hey, I want Clinton to maintain my legacy, so you have to vote for Clinton? If Trump was actually successfully colluding with Russia, and if they were listening, listen, if they're out there saying that Trump colluded with Russia and they say that this is a smoking gun, that means they were spying on Trump. They were wiretapping Trump. You get all those tie-ins, right? Now, media was a big cheerleader for Obama, and it's no secret that members of his administration, along with some career Democrats, are the anonymous sources feeding this anti-Trump narrative. And Mr. Goodwin is absolutely right about that. You don't have to be a Trumpista to see that President Trump is getting a raw deal, in contrast to the butt-kissing that went on with Obama. We need an aggressive media. But we need a media that hates everybody, every politician. Every politician should be treated with absolute contempt. Now, I would hope they've learned their lesson, especially with these three CNN reporters getting fired when they got it wrong. But we don't have an aggressive media now, and I don't think they learned their lesson. I would hope that the pendulum at some point with the media would swing back to the middle again. But, you know, currently, that's not happened. They're not aggressive enough. One last word before we go. This whole Julius Caesar in the park thing. It is one thing to get out there and be Kathy Griffin and hold up a disembodied head that is supposed to represent Obama. It's quite another thing to do a play where we get to watch for a prolonged period of time the modeling of an assassination. Now, right now, they did it with Obama. That wasn't right either. Doing it with Trump now, however, I mean, that's beginning to, you know, for the Democrats, getting out there and modeling it against Obama when the left was calling us the baby killers is one thing. Getting out there and modeling it with Trump when the left's still calling us baby killers, well, that might lead to something, and it has. But that production has been repeatedly defended, especially after the shooting of congressional Republicans, as not endorsing violence. The actor Corey Stoll, who played Brutus, wrote he did not believe that anyone would view the play as an endorsement of violence against the president. Well, you know, how do you know how a unhinged person is going to perceive anything you do, Corey? Whether or not the play intended an endorsement of violence, it enacted the graphic assassination of a sitting president, and that is much more dangerous. Not the famous speeches, but that sanguinary assault is what got the hateful crowd howling. One of the strongest findings psychology has ever established is that the tendency of people to imitate observed aggression, especially when the violence is observed to be socially reinforced, all of that was founded by Albert Bandura. He's founded an entire field of psychology, which he called social learning theory, by mapping out human motivation, thought, action, and the observational learning and imitation of aggression. And that moved American psychology beyond radical behaviorism and provided the scientific basis of cognitive behavior therapy, which is the most widely used form of therapy today. And he calls this learning modeling, which the term role model derives from. So modeling theory applies here in this particular case. And that is dangerous because it makes it almost, it's almost an endorsement of it. And, you know, has anybody ever noticed that Bugs Bunny doesn't come on anymore? Because of the violence. That's what I hear. Because of the violence. I watched every one of those. I've seen every Acme safe fall. And I have never, well, that's not true. I was pretty violent in the military, but I was getting paid to do that. I didn't act out on in a antisocial way, though. But we'll continue this another day. We've run out of time now, so remember this. It's never been about gun control. Never, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.